Maiden.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
Hi.
this is KW.
Good. How are you, good sir?
I'm great, thank you very much. Sorry, when you called, I was basically busy in a meeting. So, what's up?
Peter said that you wanted to talk to me about the payment.
Of course, we decided to go ahead and do it for 1600, and 800 is something that you'll be paying today.
I can't at all. I spoke to what's his name? Thomas, and I explained to Thomas that I'm not able to pay it right now. I need to skip a week and try my very best to accumulate money because for our business, the season is very slow. We're coming out of the winter spring season. It's just shit for us right now. It's just really, really slow for our business. And so what we would normally pay.
I basically respect that particular part. But however, like when we spoke on Friday, you did said that Saturday and Sunday is gone, and then Monday is the day that you'll be paying for the merchant, because I've already talked to the merchant team about it.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we need to basically get the merchants installed, and I remember I've already basically given you the two split payment options just because of the reasons, the situation that you were going through.
Let me get my app. One second. Moment. Give me a second. Okay,
Okay.
closing. Close. Give me one.
Sure.
Come in, shut the door. Come and shut the door. So I have online Orbit design agency that's building the website for us, right? I talked to Thomas last week and explained very glass clearly that our business right now is in a very slow period of season, yeah? And we're not able to, and I'll show you the bills right now. It's $1,500 for the POS system, okay? And so it's also there's also the additional building cost of $2,500, which we've paid 500 of that, so we have a total left of 2,000 on the actual building of the site itself. Then the POS system that we use, like Square, is an additional 1,500 for that POS system, right? So they would like to get that money now. I'm explaining it to them very glass clearly that it is just not feasible at this given moment in time. We can only do what we can do. We are what our business is. It runs by weather. When the weather's good, we are out. When it's bad, there's just no sales. So can you kind of just relay that to this gentleman and explain that to him? Because I'm really trying to. I've spoken to three. This is the third person I've spoken to now. And I don't think they quite understand what I mean by it. So
Yeah, you're exactly
could you
right.
help me explain it to them?
Yeah, exactly you're right.
Otherwise, maybe we should just, I don't know, maybe I've done this too early. I should have probably waited till June, end of June, July.
Yeah, I
When
think it's better. If they cannot wait, maybe
yeah,
they cannot
because listen, Chase,
work with you, you know.
I think maybe what we should do, because I maybe have jumped the gun a little bit too early, really. And I'm also in the middle of major production at the studios where our bills are just running like rapid over there.
Exactly.
And so without our music, without our filming, without our clothing, the website means absolute nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, and it's an e-commerce website where we're business, where we sell things, we're retail sales. So that would be the primary source of having the website to have the goods in place to sell. If the website is built and the photographs from Hollywood Hills are not available, mm-hmm. the filming is not available, mm-hmm. the new clothing is not available, the new glasses designs are not available, it would mean nothing.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
It would just mean we pay you guys, moment, bitte, it just means we pay you guys, and then on our end, the CEO end, nothing's happening. So let's just reverse everything. Let's slow everything absolutely down. Stop this Ferrari really quick, because we really do need to check the engine. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And so before we jump too far ahead, I think we need to take two steps back in order to leap forward, you see. And so this becomes a little bit too strenuous for me with the phone calling and trying to get the money. I'm working sales, trust me. No, I'm a Jew. No one sells more than us. Trust me. And so this has to be controlled without any stress. We can continue and definitely get this job done, but it has to be performed with no stress at all. When I'm 54 years old, so when I'm speaking to you young gentlemen, I don't think you're my age. I don't think you're 54, right? I think you guys are very young, very savvy, but you guys need to understand very specifically and glass clearly.
I think the way you're explaining is right. You know,
yeah, that we can only do what we can do. If I say we'll pay you in 2 weeks and the 2 weeks comes and I call you and say, guys, the weather's shit, trust me on God, the weather's shit. Yeah. It is in my primary interest to build this website 100%, hands down, have it done as soon as possible.
Exactly.
We're going into digital money. The American dollar is about to fail, mm-hmm. okay? And so we're going into what they call the mark. It's the mark. You will have digital money in your hand. So it is in our best interest to build a site as soon as possible. But we can only do what the market allows us to do. Right now, the retail market in Santa Monica, where we make the majority of our money, is shit slow. Shit slow. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take pictures of the weather and send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because proof is in the pudding, right? I'm going to send you a picture of the location, send you pictures of good days that we're working, and send you pictures of shit weather when it's literally not running, and you will see for yourself in the pictures and the videos. You go, okay, mm-hmm. we get it. No, we get it. We see it, dude. We see it. So I'm gonna do that today. I'm gonna send you some video of when the shop's open and how it runs, and you'll see the crowd around the shop,
yeah.
and that it runs like it's yeah. no problem. Dude, $1,500, we make it by 1 o'clock. We make it by 1 o'clock, but in a season like now, when we can't. You know, it's just not possible. It's nice you have a Ferrari, but no fuel. You can't drive it.
Exactly.
And so that's what we have right now. Ferrari, but no fuel right now.
So if you allow me to speak, if you're done, sure,
yes,
you can continue.
Yes.
And then once you're done, just give me a moment to speak, right? Once you're done.
Yes, surely. Please do. I just want to be right. glass clear.
Of course. See, when we spoke on Friday. Did I ask you to pay anything for the website? I did not, because you have already talked with Thomas to discuss about the payment plans and whatever he have basically offered you. It has basically been there. So I told you, like, whatever he have basically said, we will go on that particular way. But as far as the merchant is concerned, I told you, like, we need the merchant to integrate it onto the website itself, which will be PayPal, gift card, prepaid, and debit and credit. And the price was coming up $2,000, which I made it down to you for $1,600, by which you said yourself that you need that particular part and you can only pay it in two payments. One will be done on this Monday, and the second one will be done on the next Monday. So today is Monday, which is why I basically called you so that we can fix out the things and get the things going on for you. So I'm not basically making you or giving you any sort of stress. Whatever we have discussed on Saturday or on Friday, that is what the commitment I'm basically coming up and calling you right now.
Okay, so just to correct you on the stress part, you're not causing stress at all. I'm a person that is a perfectionist, and when I say Monday and I cannot meet my own demand, I break my own rules, so I beat myself.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Right.
Keep it. When I say a promise, I try my very best to keep a promise. I woke up this morning and just sighed, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, I sleep in my office, bro. I sleep in my office. I woke up this morning like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
I understand. So what is the plan? See, let's just basically figure things out. Peter told me when you call, you said that you can put down only 500 today. Is that something that you can do, or?
Not even possible. I have $200 in my wallet that has to go to inventory to pay the inventory storage. Otherwise, they lock me out and I have no access to the shop.
Yeah, exactly.
And all right. Even though I told you that, all right, we'll wait for another week or two for this particular payment to be done. But Thomas just basically texted me out, and he said that today was the day that you had to pay $1,000 for the website. I don't know, like, if that was the day today.
I'm sure it is, but I'm just drowning right now. Like, I can't.
So when
$200 budget that has to go to the inventory, so you don't lock us the hell out. We have access to the shop. So when can I pay you guys? When the weather turns 80 degrees and it's 7 miles an hour wind?
Yeah, he's making lots of money.
I'm telling you the truth.
Of course, but I wish. But I wish that this thing will simply going to come up by tomorrow or anything like that, because you need to understand the fact that the team who's basically working on your project, they do not know that what you have paid, what is going on. It's just basically the managers, the senior people who have already discussed the team and discussed the project with you. So we have people working on an hourly basis. And even though if you are not paying us, still from our pockets, we are paying them to basically get the work completed for you.
Right. Okay.
That was because I can surely wait, and I'm pretty sure Thomas can also wait.
Yeah, Thomas explained something like that to me. He was very clear about that.
Yeah.
And so you guys are doing it in good faith, and I don't even know how to say thank you other than to pay you. You know, the best way to say thank you to a man is to pay him. And believe me, I want to pay you. I really do.
Yeah, I see.
I mean, I went to work yesterday. I didn't even open the shop. I got to the location.
Exactly.
It was so windy there. I just turned around and left.
Yeah, he called me. He said, I cannot work. It's windy. I cannot do anything. He said, I have to wait. He waited 1 hour, and then he said, you know what? When it happens, we're going to come home.
So now you tell me, what is the plan now?
Okay, so the plan is, I'm going to be just straight up, just straight honest. I'm sitting in my office just waiting for good weather. I'm waiting for 75 degrees, 80 degree weather. And then on that day, that literally the day that the weather changes, the cash register moves like wheels.
Exactly.
We have three shops. We didn't build three shops because we like to be at the beach. We built three shops because we make hella money from it.
God is witness, 100%.
So, you know, it's just, the patient dog's going to eat the fattest bone, and hungry dogs run faster, brother. Trust me. So just be at ease, and you will get the pocket change. Trust me on that. But you have to be patient. You have to be patient. I paid you guys $500. I given you that money in good faith. Okay? So I could easily call the bank and say, cancel that shit. But I'm not doing that. I'm doing it in good faith. That I'm building this website. So you guys have to hang on. You have to hang on, man.
Yeah.
You just have to simply wait.
Yeah.
Don't give up. You have to wait. If you give up, you'll lose your 500.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to really.
I'm a very
honest man. One thing you will learn about me, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't give a fuck what you think. I'm going to tell you the honest truth, my friend, whether it hurts your feelings or not. The one is in California, yeah. I think the other one's probably across. But, I mean, well, if they're the ones that I think is a bit north, so we're down south, our weather's completely different.
Okay.
California has micro weather, so the weather in Santa Monica is completely different from the weather in Los Angeles, even though it's 20 minutes apart.
It doesn't matter. Energy is good, too. You know I
do not mean any disrespect, but what this thing has to do with the weather.
What does it have to do with the weather? We have pop-up shops. We sell at the beach.
Oh, okay.
We work
okay.
at the beach.
Oh, all right.
You know
right.
what?
Now,
give me a number. I'm going to send you some film footage and pictures. So you can see this with your eyes, and then you'll have a better idea. Like, I get it. I understand what you're doing.
Yeah,
Send me the number, then I can I can send you some pictures, and then you can see, fully understand. Because when you see what we're doing, you're like, oh my God, I get it. 100%.
All right. The number is 669.
Hold on 1 second. I'm writing this down. 669.
209.
209.
1890.
1890. Hold on. I want to send you some pics right now. And then you'll have a better fundamental understanding, because it's so hard for you to picture and see what we're doing.
Of course, of course. But the thing is that, like, how do I explain this to the people who at the end needs the amount in their account, which they have basically done for? Because the thing is that, like, if we keep waiting on the weather, maybe it will take, like, 1 day, 2 day, or maybe 1 month or 2 months or 3 months. So I'm just basically thinking on back of my head, what could be the solution for it, which will be a better idea for you and for me as well. Because considering the fact that you're waiting for the good weather, and over here, my team is basically waiting for the money, to be honest.
Right, right. The next best thing, I've been sitting here, like, thinking, well, I could do flea markets, but I can't even get to them because I'm forbidden from driving in California because of a child support case.
Exactly.
So, they've just hit me with that. They've just suspended my license, so I can't drive.
Mm-hmm.
So not only can I not drive to the location, I have a suspended license. I mean, it's just like I've been hit with a couple things from the ex-wife that's just terrible. So,
all right, you tell me, Maiden, what is the day do you want me to give you a call?
Send a picture and then you can call.
Okay, look, let me just send you some pictures first, yeah. And then let's just deal with it from there. I think it's better that way, and then you'll have a better understanding of what I'm doing and how it runs. Because it's one of those things. I you'll see, after you get paid, you'll go, I understand you, man. Trust me. After cash is in your hand, you'll say, okay, we get it. We completely understand you. Because what we've built is, it's a very successful business, but it runs by season.
It's just,
they have no story. Ocean. Hold on. I'm about to send you some pics. So, there you go. So, let me send in that. I'll go to the other shop too.
Sure.
And
meanwhile, Thomas just basically been passing by. So, would you like to speak with him?
Sure thing. Sure. But Thomas.
All right. Yeah. Let me give him the call.
Mr. Hollywood, how's it going?
Good, sir. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Excellent. Not bad. Just getting everything worked out with the team. They're a little bit high stress because of payment, but I'm trying to explain everything to them, how it works on our end, that our business is seasonal. That's right. And so I'm just trying to explain to them how our business runs. I'm sending them now pictures of the shop, the product that we sell, so they can see that it's a real business. It really runs very, very well. But we're just out of our season right now. So y'all just gotta hang on for a minute. So I'm sending these pics, dude.
Like the last time you told me about, like, I totally understood, like, the current situation that you're in right now. But as you said that you'll try to pay me like $1,000 today. So, like,
yeah,
you need
to... Yeah, impossible.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I mean, like, it's so fucking horrible, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe that I get to the location with all my equipment and just have to turn around and bring everything back to inventory. And it takes at least 1 hour just to do all that. It takes one and a half hours almost to make a mistake. It's
okay.
Horrible, man.
I understand, man.
You know,
I totally get that point, but I do understand your situation. It's totally fine. Like, if you cannot pay, it's okay. I'll speak to Ms. Miles and let him know that what situation.
Did you guys get the pics?
Not yet. At what number did you send it, Mr. Miles?
Hold on. Okay, it's saying it's. I gotta cancel. It's too big. So let me just resend them again. Yeah, I'm resending them. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not allowing me to. This is shit phone. What is this?
Send it to my phone.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to get them off. Cancel the thing, and it won't even cancel now. I'll do it after I hang up, Tom. I'll do it after I hang up.
Okay, cool.
I think my phone's a little overworked right now. It's got like 50 windows open, and
so at least do one thing so I can, like, me and the team can face my finance team, because they were asking about the next one. If you cannot do 1,000, that's all right. I'll ask him.
No money, Tom. I have $200 to pay the inventory, so they don't lock me out, and I'm able to get access to the equipment so I can go to work.
Why don't you ask your aunt? Just pay me $500. That's okay.
She can't do it. We can't do it right now at all. We can't. You know, it's just not feasible right now. It sincerely isn't. But the second it is, I mean, you're at the top. You're at the very top of my list. The very top priority is to get the website done. Literally. It even comes before the recording studio. And so my studio guy's waiting. He normally gets $350 a week. He's been waiting 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, you know, I normally pay every week on time, all the time. You know? And this is the first time that we've had such a slow season. I don't know why the fuck it's so slow. It's fucking May.
It's just
fucking
the way
May,
it,
man. But we have shit weather like it's fucking February. And I'm just like, fuck! I can't go to the studio. I can't complete my website. I can't complete my designs. I can't shoot my pictures. I can't fucking continue with the film crew. I'm completely fucking stopped in the middle of the 101 freeway.
Bro,
dude,
bro.
With a Ferrari,
hey.
And I'm so pissed.
Hey, bro, relax. It's okay. It's going to be fine. Trust me. It's going to be all right. I'm telling you, it's going to be all right.
I'm just so mad at myself right now.
No, why would you? Why would you be mad at yourself?
Because
you didn't do anything.
I'm a person that works hard, and I pay on time all the time. I'm a systematic person, and I work very, very hard and very, very sincerely and diligently. And this just fucks me up, man. It's not my fault.
It's not my fault
that it's fucking freezing and it's cold, and I set up the shop, and I'm just sitting there looking at sunglasses and no one's stopping, and it just makes me so pissed. I'm like, you know what, it's too cold, and I'm picking them up off the floor because the wind is blowing them everywhere. I'm just like, oh my god, I could just fucking put something to sleep right now.
No worries, take your time. I'll speak to the team and the finance, so like nobody can, like, will get in
Tom,
touch
get
with
the
you
top list. As soon as we hung up, I'm going to send you pictures. You're at the top of my list. You come before the fucking studio we even do. Where's you? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just
Totally get it. Don't worry about it.
And it's gonna be like, if the weather's like this, it's gonna be maybe another 2-3 weeks before we see really, really nice weather. Maybe we have a day in between that it's really, really nice and I can make a high number and I can send you that money. But I can't guarantee, and I don't know when. All I know is between today and the end of
okay,
June,
let's do one thing. So the total payment that you owe for the merchant, that is $800, and $1,600, I think, and the other one for the website, that is, I guess, $2,000. So take all of your time, take a month or two, like take a month, few weeks more, collect that money for us, and send it all at once. How it's going to help you? Because we won't start working on the website. If you're not paying,
right.
I'm not going to start working on it. I'm going to keep working on your stuff. We'll keep on sharing stuff with you. So till then, you collect all of the money altogether. I'm 100% confident that your website project will be finished by then. So I would expect the next payment from you by next month, but in full.
I can't say it's going to be in full, but I can say I hope to pay you at some point next month a good sum of money. Because now that I see that I don't want it to run like this, period. And so the chance I get to pay you a fat sum of money, I'm going to do it. Oh, my God, we made $3,000 this week. Just pay the whole fucking website. Done.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
oh,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the chance.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The chance. Oh, shit, we made $5,000 this week. Give me this. Just done. Okay, that's done. It's out of the way. Holy crap. I don't have to. You know what I mean? So the moment I get a chance to fuel the car, I'm like, I'm filling that bitch up to the brim.
I'm expecting
the chance
that.
I get, trust me.
I'm expecting that text message from you. Like, hey, I've got the full
yeah.
money.
Yeah, well, don't expect it, and it's going to come. Don't expect it, and it will come.
Okay.
That's how it works. That's how it works. Don't expect it.
I would say the same.
Move forward.
I would say the same. I would say the same to you. Don't worry about it. It's going to work for you.
Tom, when I do the auditions, when I was young, I did the auditions for the McDonald's commercials and the Burger King commercials. I'd go in, I'd knock out the commercial, like I'd read the lines, knock it out, and forget about it. Go to the next audition. Guess what? 3 days later, boom, I get the call from Rossetti Films. You landed the commercial. But when I thought about it, damn, did I do good? Did I get it? They would never call back. Put things in good faith and put them out there for the universe to cradle it and trust the universe.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
going to happen. But if you don't trust the universe, it won't happen. So just
I second
you put,
that.
In, you put in by good faith, you're going to work on the website. I put in by good faith, you guys are going to get paid top dollar with a tip. Trust me, it's going to happen. Forget about it. Move forward. It's going to happen. 100%.
No worries, mate. No worries. I will inform Peter to proceed with the work. Yeah.
Tell him I'm a good lad, man. Tell him I'm a good lad.
They know it. They know it. Peter and Chase, they both know it already.
It's really working hard. You're my teammate. You're my team. I can only grow with you guys. You know what I mean? Like, this is not going to digress. This is going to progress.
Yeah, yeah,
the
we cannot.
Hollywood works, the
so
way
we,
Hollywood
we
works
never...
now, there's nothing without a web team. Nothing. So
exactly. Exactly. You need me and I need you. Simple.
I need you like a left foot, bro.
Yeah, man. I totally get it. Okay, go ahead and grab a blunt, smoke it, and enjoy your
yeah,
day,
man.
Yeah,
for sure, man. For sure, brother. Thank you so much, man. I'm sending you these pics right now. I'll share it with the team, okay?
Perfect. I'll do that. Do it right now. Okay?
Awesome. Tom, thanks for everything, Tom. Really.
No worries,
thank
man.
You.
No worries. Always be there for you.
Love you, bro.
Same
Thank
here, Mike.
Thank you so much.
Take care.